Voices FM. Good morning, who is this? Where are you calling us from?
Anastasia, calling from Pleasanton.
Oh my word. You're calling me, hey, you. I want a pair of tickets to see Madonna. Madonna brings her Rebel Heart Tour to the SAP Center in San Jose on October 19th. By the way, tickets go on sale Monday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. You're all set.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll have another pair of tickets tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Fix that big giggle.
98.1 Kiss FM with Rennell and Christie. Stinks and Nicky Go.
All right, we took it to the streets once again to get responses to this question this morning. This is a new feature, by the way. Get deep. How do you repair trust after it's broken, or can you? Can you even repair that trust?
Try a hot
mocha
today?
No, thanks. Can I just get a sausage McMuffin with egg? Just the sandwich?
Is that going to be all three today?
Yep, that's it.
It's going to be $3.99, please.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Good morning, have a day.
All right, thank you.
Nightmare happen.
Stars are like
Poor Drake. He hasn't had a good time in a long time.
In the morning, courtesy of the A&R room. Kelly G, thank you for coming by.
Always, man.
What should people be on the lookout for going over at BET?
Well, music matters, man. We continue to build that, you know, amazing brand. We're always looking for great talent. You can go to BET.com/musicmatters and definitely sign up and send us your stuff. You know, follow.
Messy, it's dangerous, it's everything about it, you know, it's nothing good about it, but, wasn't able to get breakfast at home this morning, so there you have it, you know. The day after tomorrow. And the weather there seems like it is still crazy. So. I had hoped that it would, you know, just warm. I guess it has warmed up a little bit, but I don't know. I don't want to, like, get on a plane and then get diverted somewhere weird and, you know, just all that shit. So,
hey!
You know, and it's my most grippy pair of shoes. The pair of shoes I would be think like, oh, this might be like okay in the snow, are also like super lightweight and thin, so I can't really wear those. So I gotta figure out like what pair of shoes is gonna maybe like maybe not get me killed. Thank you.
Brown's girlfriend, bent over, asked for a shot. And according to her, she almost got the cash cow out of all asses. Nicki Minaj was like two steps away from going to her, but decided to go with a different quote-unquote doctor.
Is this a transvestite?
That's what's also being said.
But why would you go get any type of procedure done by a person named Black Matters? Like, you gotta question your own judgment.
Money.
Rest in peace to the young lady who lost her life.
Definitely.
That's the saddest thing ever to, you know.
Right.
You lost your life.
She, her parents are gonna be so pissed. You imagine that?
On a tombstone? Like, lost her life off a butt
injection? Your obituary.
That's.
Oh, butt-utary.
And everybody's gonna.
Nah, it was happening.
That's just scary. It's just the whole thing is scary. Just for the sake of making your ass bigger, you're willing to put your life on the line for ass. Put your life on the line for ass.
Or you want to just save up to go where the Kardashians go. They'll go to like a doctor. You know what I mean? You gotta get the Brazilian butt lift. You gotta go get a consultation from DJ Wonder.
Gotta go to Dr. Griffith in LA. Get the Brazilian butt lift. Right?
Oh, that's where they take the fat out of your stomach and then they inject it. And that's what Lily explained to us from SWV. Remember when she stopped by, you asked her about it, she said she had the Brazilian butt lift. They use her own fat and put it, so technically her ass is real because it's her fat.
And also, supposedly, little quick kind of sidebar, Kanye walked Amber into the office, is what the Black Madam is saying.
Black Madam. I have a hard
Brian
time.
Brian Williams. Makes it more entertaining for you.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing somebody named the Black Madam. Like, where did she learn to do butt injections? Online?
YouTube tutorials. All right, moving on to a really, really quick story out in Hollywood. Michelle Rodriguez, you know, she's known as a bad girl. We know her from the Fast and the Furious franchise. And we also know her, unfortunately, for putting her foot in her mouth one too many times. She's done it again. She was out in Hollywood. She appeared to be inebriated, at least to me. TMZ caught with her. They were asking her a very basic question. Are the rumors true that you're going to be casted as Green Lantern? And this is where she took it.
Are you going to be the Green Lantern?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's so stupid for, like, everybody. Because of this whole, like, you know, like, minorities in Hollywood thing. Like,
well, it's been all over the internet.
But it's so stupid. It's like, stop stealing, you know, all the white people's superheroes. Like, make up your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with that?
So, Michelle Rodriguez pissed off a lot of these minorities. Mind you, she's Dominican and Puerto Rican. And within 24 hours, what was she doing? Recording an apology.
I stuck my foot in my mouth once again, and I said that people should stop trying to steal white people's superheroes. And I guess it got taken out of context because a lot of people got offended or whatever. But, like, I have a tendency to, like, you know, speak without a filter. Sorry about that.
Yeah, see, okay, so you heard my theory about Kelly Osbourne having screw you money.
Okay, okay.
And you can walk away from business because she's financially secure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Michelle obviously doesn't have screw you money because she's saying she's apologizing.
Sorry.
Okay,
and so, she's insulting our intelligence, talking about it was taken out of context as if she did a magazine interview and we're reading quotes.
Yeah.
Isn't she a minority? What minority is she talking about?
Maybe it was a deeper thing, like, you know, why we want to play, you know, superheroes that,
intended to be white.
Yeah, that we're drawn white in comic books. Why don't we have our own superheroes in minority communities? Mm. Maybe she meant that, but she don't have screw you money because now she's apologizing.
No. All right.
So she got to apologize. You ain't got screw you money.
Right, because at least you need money, enough money to pick.
Whatever. Should you talk about some advice that sticks with you? If I should listen to anyone tell me to stick to my guns like double stick, it's you, a fucking kid. It's cool, chilling like a villain, like the Penguin in his fucking igloo, eating fart sickles. I'd rather slip and fall in shit than fall in love with you. One time, fucking now, I'll tie you with one. Bitch, you think this is some nonsense game? I'm fucking dumb, is you? I'll give you some lumps, or split some lump sums with you. So here's a pity for your thoughts, but it won't buy you a cheeseburger. But a nickel might just get you one pickle. Fuck it, it's official, so blow the whistle. I got a trust issue, there's a bombshell. So, it's all I got is cussing you to fucking cuss. Since you like before. Before I rapped, I was some motherfucking stud. Slut, this'll teach you not to come drunk, stumble in my way. Rush chisel, I still live like a budget. That guilt was lodged, check stub. This is so box, this is check as a boss, like a blood pressure. I don't even care what you call me. You can even call me calm. Bitches know as soon as they saw me. It's never me to get the business in the room. I roll like a desperado. Now I'll never know where I'm gonna go. Still I fall like the sun tomorrow. Until it's over and it's all she wrong. New credit roller, curtain closing, movie over seat. But don't get mad at me, don't blame the chick who broke the shit. Your life will show a bitch, but she know I'm rich. Yeah, why she give me what I want and I just throw a dick. Here I go again, I keep this shit, but then go to pouring in. Peso, euro, yen, and hat, I'm paying, never gonna be broke again. See me posted in anything, wearing any chain. Never gonna see me talking anything, all you gonna see is pain. It's a place where I kick it, hate you never get to visit. Yeah, I'm on another level, but you niggas still get hit. It's so over, but you win it. Sorry, bro, this where we ended. Won't give you the satisfaction of me giving you the penance. Yeah, I guess life is a bitch, ain't it? And these one thing say this shit. Shirt off my back, I wanna give you the dirt off my handkerchief. I'm giving these hoes a dose of your medicine, let them get a good taste of it. I'm sure you got that relationship memo by now, but in case you didn't, I'm sticking so bad, so I'm sticking those to your forehead and staple it. Life is too short and I got no time to sit around just racing. That's why I pace this shit a little bit quicker. That clock I'm racing in double time, and but I still spit triple the amount of fly all day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high all day, nigga. From the city by the sea, all please rise all day, nigga. All day, nigga.
Sway.
It's pearl, my nigga. I know my mom must be proud of a nigga. That flow, my nigga. Hell yeah, that shit cold, my nigga. Stop, pause, nigga, rewind. I made it off the hood, should be proud of a nigga. Say what? I know you feeling a nigga. Bitches never get to pitch another picture, a nigga. Watch what you say to me. Bitches still getting that DDT. The whole crew on fleek. You gotta suck them just to get to me. I know I'm wrong, mama. If I'm out here starting another piece of the drama. I'm late for class again, but how they expect a young nigga to win? Travel on down to the city of sin. Break them up, cause I'm rolling again. Fuck you, pay me, I went all in. Just don't say shit like Marshawn Lynch.
Who don't got no bitch?
Sway in the morning, exclusive.
All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long y'all plays ball? All day, nigga. Time you spent in the mall all day, nigga. How many hoes you got on call all day, nigga? How money keep you a car all day, nigga? Take you to get this fly all day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high all day, nigga. From the city by the sea, all please rise all day, nigga. All day, nigga. Just for the record, I produce these niggas. They don't even know that I rap, my nigga. That while I lay up, I'm about to drop, my nigga. But I still make that EDM and pop, nigga. Go figure, pro reach, nigga. Go ahead on and Google it, nigga. I'm passionate, high class shit. But just cause I got it don't mean I flash it. They marvel at a nigga like Yon, man. And it's still cause I got that time, damn. Everybody gon' get they shine, man. But fuck y'all, it's my time, man. You ain't never believe my grind, man. Praise God, he on time. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. How long y'all plays ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent in the mall? All day, nigga. How many hoes do you got on call? All day, nigga.
Sway in the morning.
How long to keep your calls? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. From the city by the sea, all please rise. All day, nigga. All day, nigga. All day, nigga.
Okay, all day, Kanye West.
All day, nigga.
That's the one French Montana was talking about a while back when he came up here, right?
Yeah, that's it.
You're on the mic.
You there, doggy.
DB brought us that, and that was the one that I think the Mechanics actually produced.
Right, but French received production credit.
Okay, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Scandal?
The Mechanics is a production crew out of Florida that they do a lot of music for a lot of big name artists that always steal their credit for the production that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was one of the songs. that they got credited, didn't get the credit for. All right, we're going to, it was All Day by Kanye West. All right, we're going to take your phone calls. Any comments on today's show? 888-742-3345.
Welcome to the listener line.
New message.
Hey, what's going on, K45? This is Corey from Norfolk, Virginia. You get a little piece in on the 3.5 days since they all have sex. I'm actually dating a girl right now. I'm 26 years old. She's 25. She's actually still a virgin right now. And I'm willing to wait however long she's willing to wait because, no, that's something special.
New message.
This is Steve. I'm calling from New Orleans. 29 years old. I've been with my girl 10 years. We've been married for 8. I smacked on the first date, but guess what? The phone was good. I kept her close, and ain't no other nigga got in that cooch. So that's mine. Holler at your boy, 504. She cool. But y'all, citizens, baby.
New message.
This Joe calling from VA, man. I love y'all show, man. I just got the Eggman Radio joint on the car, you know what I mean? But, man, I love y'all show because y'all be bringing that real, man. Y'all had that short candy, too sweet. I just went to her Instagram. Hey, man, tell her to not give her Instagram out to nobody else.
New message.
My name is Autumn, and I'm calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The fact that I haven't listened to this radio station for the rest of my life, because it is that good. I just need to get my friends up to date with it. Bye.
New message.
Hey, this is Lori in L.A., California. You have to hear the story about cheating. So I'm with my husband, literally, 12 years. We start going around, going to strip clubs, all that together, even before we were married. Then I become a money-making lady, and he knew about it, and he was fine with it. Then we have a hard time, and he decides to tell me I'm cheating on him. All of a sudden, it's so unfair. We are now divorced. Needless to say, he totally lame in my life. I'm from L.A., and I love Sway in the Morning.
Oh, damn. We love you, too. Thank you to our guest, Kelly G, for coming by. Senior president of music.
Programmer. Oh, my gosh, Sway. You just giving this man titles that he don't even. He was like, shit, I'm not that
Where's
good?
The money for that title?
You know what it is about Kelly G is he's done it all.
Yeah.
It's not one title that really kind of describes what he does, so I've known him for all my life.
But at BET, he's the senior program director for music programming.
And supervision. And I got the title right here, Heather B. Hold on. I can tell
Say
you.
Say it right this way. Give him some credit.
He's the senior director of music supervision.
Okay.
You know, and so, thank you, Kelly G, for coming by for our A&R room.
Had a good choice there.
Yes. Tomorrow we're going to have Shaggy come by.
Shaggy.
And Kiana Parks will be here. And the one and only Dame Dash is going to come by.
Oh.
And
that should be interesting.
Dame is always interesting.
Yep.
You know, I love his philosophy on things. Even if you don't agree with them,
mm-hmm.
It's always interesting. Comes from a great place. So Dame Dash will be here tomorrow. How you, we have to be is the born day of a legendary artist out of hip hop.
Today is?
Yes, it is. I thought you might want to.
The legendary DJ Scott LaRock.
From the Boogie Down Production crew.
Founding member of Boogie Down Productions along with KRS-One. They met in a shelter, a boys' shelter. Scott was actually a counselor. Chris was in the program, and they got together and started working, and you know, the rest is history. Sadly enough, Scott passed away up in the Bronx after he was shot during an argument, and Chris went on, you know, to release music since, but he was the one who did that first album.
Yeah.
Criminal Minded.
Put D-Nice on.
Derek was hanging around very early back then. Derek and Scott were actually friends first. Derek was Scott understudy, not Chris's, but Chris brought Derek along with Boogie Down Productions, and just history.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of people didn't know that Scott was actually Chris's cat, one of the counselors at the homeless shelter.
Yeah, happy born day to Scott.
Happy born day to DJ Scott LaRock.
Look him up, Google him. And then Tracy G, you can be reached where?
Twitter, Instagram at it's Tracy G, itsracyg. Citizens, if you're interested in my audio vision board, just curious about it, I'm putting it up right now, so look out on my social media. Or just go to soundcloud.com/ She's Beauty and the Beast.
Everybody go to her SoundCloud now.
Yes. She's no, Beauty in a couple minutes, I'm uploading
it. It's 12:02, nigga.
That's why I said follow my social media.
CP. You raggedy. Raggedy.
Get on it. All right.
Come on, Tracy.
Have to be. How can they reach you?
Citizens, you know what to do. Hit me up at the happy hour. WHB on Instagram and Twitter. Y'all been hitting me up for food and drink recipes. You have to go to the happy hour, heatherb.com, to get that. Also, if you miss any part of Sway's show, go to SiriusXM.com/on-demand.
One time for the haters, money over bitches, two time for the fakers, cause even in the dark, baby, I'ma shine bright, I'm way too gone, bitch, that's my nigga.
Rest in peace, Scott LaRock.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One, the jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, Deep Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling, this funky fresh jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Percussion Crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little something about where we come from.
The South Bronx, the South South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South South Bronx.
Many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specializes in music. I only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA cause the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had this star out in Queensbridge? If you pop that jump up in the Bronx, you might not live. Cause you're in
South Bronx. It's South South Bronx. It's South Bronx. It's South South Bronx.
Express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You set up for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder. Money boulder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip hop began, with Coach LaRock, who hurt and then bam. Boys ran to the latest jam, but when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear. I'm using everything. People are getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried to get outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care. They turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick. The food, DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jam, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. In the Millbrook Projects, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives Crew, the Cypress Boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As far as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 98. The drinks in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip hop because the Beatles would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well, then the nerves will become shot. And that would leave the job of the Camaro Scott LaRock. And he's drunk.
South Bronx. It's South South Bronx.
That's what's happening.
something like this.
10.
Legendary.
Ty come in a jail phone, he told me, epic. Tell them niggas, remember this lack of mercy when my dog get home.
Kaiba.
I said, Ty, we never one of these niggas sides.
Coco.
It's the chase.
Coco. Says part two. Coco part two. It's the sequel.
Down 9 jeans with 100 more stats in them. I ain't nigga on this jet with me. I didn't want the war for him. I used to trap with him. Real shit. I got real Hollywood bitches fucking with the trap niggas. And we ain't fucking with you rap niggas. I ain't talking on Twitter with your dad niggas. Back with us, I never shine. They let me really back on this time. Look at their faces and I got their payment.
Part two. I'm holding out for part three.
She got a shit now in Manolo. And we all do by at the boat show. Rolling that's when they asked me, yo, yo. It's my situation like Loso. And my situation, the Osho. And I give her head like she Osho. Cinco, checking my man like a Loso. You mad at me, but she chose, though. How you get mad about my old ho? 2015, I do Rosco. Some in the business like Rosco. Some in the Rosco. Baking soda, I got baking soda.
Ah, good.
It's the chases and we're taking over.
How you spin that shit?
Whip it through the glass, nigga. Whoop, bar, honey, burger, put it on my tag, nigga.
Check on me. Ride through the hood with a tech on me. 28 make a double. I ain't never try to cut him. So explain why these motherfuckers slept on me. 8 bone till it reached me a kilo.
Made
it up, then I went to see Rico. Pay the fool if you